Since Wright Thompson's ESPN The Magazine profile of Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football, a.k.a. the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy, came out on Tuesday, other writers have been weighing in on what it all means. Johnny Manziel is a drunk, they say, or Johnny Manziel is like every other young quarterback. Wright Thompson joins me on the line now. Wright, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Unlike many college athletes who struggle to pay the bills, Manziel grew up in a family that's rich from Texas oil profits. How has that affected his story?
Well, I mean, I think that, one, it gives him the resources to do whatever he wants. It also puts the NCAA in sort of a place it has never been before. It doesn't know what to make of an athlete that doesn't need their gift of amateurism. You know what I mean?
Like,
I think their whole myth that these guys are just normal college students is on very public display as being a fraud, because Johnny can live like some professional athletes just based on his own money. I mean, this is a total aside, I sort of love that he's doing it. It's hilarious.
Johnny Manziel has been in the news a lot this summer. First, after leaving the Manning Passing Academy after saying that he, quote, overslept, and then after trying to attend a fraternity party at the University of Texas in Austin, which is, of course, A&M's rival. Should we be concerned at this point about the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy?
Well, yes, but not because of those two things. I mean, I have overslept a flight within the last 2 years because I'd been out too late the night before, you know? I think the larger concern isn't any little thing he's doing. I think it's the global siege that he isn't handling well. Because I think, you know, all of his lashes out feel to me like symptoms instead of the disease, and I think the disease is also the greatest thing in his life, which is his talent and everything it brings with it.
As much as Johnny Manziel's parents try to shield him from the pressures that come with the fame and the notoriety, they also seem to me to embrace it. I understand they came close to getting license plates that read JFF Mom and JFF Dad, even though the first F stands for something we can't say on the radio.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting example, because when something like this starts and it's a mania and it's new, it's fun. It's fun for everybody. You know, their son is being recognized and is turning into a local, then regional, then national folk hero, and they know how hard he's worked. They know the sacrifices they've made, and it's fun. There is no downside. You know, it's like the first hit of crack. It's just awesome. And then it gets a little less awesome each time. And I think that what happens when your life changes that much and that fast, you make a series of very small decisions without ever realizing how all those decisions fit together and are related, and you just look up one day and everything's different.
Manziel's father, Paul, told you that he's trying to teach his son to control his explosive temper, but is it accurate to say that Johnny inherited that temper from his father?
Oh, I think yes. There are only like three stories in the world, and one of them is fathers and sons. They are the exact same person, and it's hilarious because I think everyone sees it just a little bit more clearly than they do. You know, I think we inherit everything good and bad about ourselves from our fathers. And in some ways, every new generation is trying to maximize the good and eliminate a little bit of the bad and pass the gene pool on a little better. But I mean, it's funny because when I wrote the story, in my head, it was a story about fathers and sons.
Paul Manziel is also worried about his son's drinking, and you revealed that Johnny had met with an alcohol counselor. Is alcohol at the root of these problems?
No, I think I think alcohol is the exhaust, and I think that being young and immature and struggling to deal with fame is the engine. He didn't strike me as just a booze hound. You know what I mean? I think the bigger problem is the inability to deal with the stress of everything that's happened.
Johnny Manziel's relationship with Texas A&M and its fans has deteriorated to the point where I guess nobody really expects him to return to college after this season. What do you think he will do?
Well, I mean, I would bet anything this will be his last year, except that, I mean, he's a very smart, savvy guy, and if he doesn't feel good about his draft status, I think he would come back and try to improve it. I mean, that's the thing that doesn't get mentioned, is that in spite of the sort of brief public flashes of idiocy, he's actually a very smart, self-aware guy. I think his eyes are on the next thing, on being a great NFL quarterback, and I don't think he's going to damage that goal just to escape a year early. But, I mean, again, if I were betting, I would bet this is it.
Wright Thompson penned The Trouble with Johnny, which will appear in ESPN, the magazine's August 19 college football preview. Wright, thanks very much for joining me.
Anytime. Thank you.
Here's joining with all former students and yelling, beat the hell. Let's go, Johnny, go, go, go. Let's go, Johnny Manziel.